Dr. Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about a few odd and key quotes from Einstein. So to put you in the frame, I've done an Einstein biography going through Wikipedia, reading it from end to end. So that's a fairly complete story. It leaves out certain elements, and as a physicist, you have certain insights, certain things that you like, certain things that you think are less favourable about Einstein. And after that, I looked at the Einstein-De Haas experiment, which was looked at basically the angular momentum component from the spin of electrons, and he sort of fluffed that experiment, finding that they're classical electrons, even though the experiments showed quite clearly that they were quantum mechanical electrons. And then after he covered that, we've left that point and went on to look at the Barnett effect, which is the reverse. So rather than a changing magnetic field causing spins to flip, causing the thing to rotate, you rotate something and you can get a very small magnetic field as things, as the inertia changes, the energy changes for spinning. So you can imagine spinning something up and there's a little bit of an additional angular momentum, and angular momentum, if you think of it, doesn't necessarily add linearly. So if you spin it up, you'll cause favoritism to one spin and a small magnetic field. And of course that's been done with the gondolum. Gondolum, I can't pronounce it. The good old GD element, the god element. And so that's interesting by a few Japanese people, and I gave a generalized report about that. I was a bit condescending of 1,500 revs per second, but then I realized that's per second, not per minute. So that puts it way up at the highest technical possibility that we're comfortable doing in laboratories. This is with commercial equipment. So that's much better. So I'm going to come back and do some two quotes, and then go into the Einstein refrigerator. So there's lots of weird things to do with Einstein. One is his family backing DC electricity in Munich and, backing the wrong course. That's a very interesting thing of science. His some isolation later on. It's very interesting to know how he's the someone who didn't get quantum mechanics, and therefore people tend to flock to him if they also don't get quantum mechanics. Now, I happen to be doing typing tests, a part of general rehab, trying to speed up my speed. It's a sort of fairly painful process. I began typing this quote, gave up on it, said, look, I'm tired, and I looked up, and it was a quote by Albert Einstein, but then I clicked for the next quote to go through. I lost it. But I'll give you this quote nonetheless. It's sort of a doable quote. I mean, we don't know how rigorous it is a quote from Einstein. It's odd enough to perhaps to be from him. Let me explain. The quote goes similarly to this. I don't have it here in front of me. Let me explain wired telegraph. It's like a cat with a very, very long tail. You pull its tail in New York and it meows in Los Angeles. A radio is the same, exactly the same as telegraph, except there's no cat. Now, the sort of views of that is that he probably didn't give this as a considered explanation. He's more a response to a question. Poor Einstein in the United States. Now, Einstein in 39, so 39... 45, he'd be 65, 39, he'd be, six from 69, 63, so he'd be an oldish chap, but not too old. And here's the letter, a very famous letter he wrote in 1939. And apparently there is a longer version of this letter, and I indeed read that longer letter, and it's very detailed, very interesting. Here's a shorter letter, and it's full of instruction to me. I just really like it. So, F.D. Roosevelt, President of the United States, White House, Washington, D.C., 1939, August 2nd, 1939. Sir, some recent work of E. Fermi and L. Szilard, which has been communicated to me by manuscript, leads me to expect that the element uranium may be turned into a new and an important source of energy in the immediate future. Certain aspects of the situation which has arisen seem to call for watchfulness and, if necessary, quick action on the part of the administration. I believe, therefore, it's my duty to bring your attention the following facts and recommendations. I'm just sort of storing this all the way in my head. In the course of the last 4 months, has been made probable through the works of Schott in France, as well as Fermi and Szilard in America, that it may become possible to set up a nuclear chain reaction in a large mass of uranium by which vast amounts of power and large quantities of the new radium-like elements would be generated. I don't think he really understands it. Okay. It appears almost certain this could be achieved in the immediate future. Yeah. What does that mean? Does he really understand fission? This new phenomena could also lead to the construction of bombs, and it is conceivable, though much less certain, that extremely powerful bombs of a new type thus may be constructed. A single bomb of this type carried by boat and exploded in the port might very well destroy the whole port together with some of the surrounding territory. However, such bombs might very well prove to be too heavy for transportation by air. Okay, this is obviously different, isn't it? Now, it's important to note that there was Halifax in Nova Scotia got completely wiped off when a British munition ship blew up, and it was essentially a dry run of atomic thing, and so people knew bomb blowing up ports. It was very well established in people, the US psyche and the Canadian psyche. The United States has only very poor uranium in moderate quantities. There is some good ore in Canada and the former Czechoslovakia, while the most important source of uranium is the Belgian Congo. All of this is sort of going. Of course, Australia has got 75% of the world's uranium, ha ha ha, and easily a much higher percentage of that is high-grade deposits. So we've done nothing but erode. Okay, in a view of the situation, this is Einstein speaking, you may think it desirable to have some permanent contact between the administration and the group of physicists working on the chain reactions in America. One possible way, isn't that beautifully put? And of course there's many drafts of the letter that's gone through. One possible way of achieving this might be for you to entrust with the task a person of whom you have confidence and could perhaps serve as an unofficial capacity. His task might be comprised of the following. Now, this is, they obviously had a candidate ready for it, and I forgot who it was. And that's A and B. A, to approach government to keep them informed of further developments and put forward recommendations for government action, giving particular attention to the problem of securing a supply of uranium ore for the United States. B, to speed up experiments, which is presently being carried out within the limits of budgeted university laboratories by providing funds, i.e. such funds be required through contacts with private persons who are willing to make contributions for this cause, and perhaps also obtaining the cooperation of industrial laboratories which have the necessary equipment. I understand that Germany has actually stopped the sale of uranium from Czechoslovakia mines from which she has taken over. That she should have taken such early action might perhaps be understood on the ground that the son of the former Under Secretary of State von Wirkelstacker is attached to the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Berlin, where some of American work on uranium is now being repeated. It's a very, very gentle thing. And of course, I read far more. I think this is a short form letter. There was a long form letter. I don't know which one they sent. And of course, the long form one really details out in heavy the Belgian the work here. Now, FDR and Einstein, yours Albert Einstein is very, yours is very truly Albert Einstein. Yes, son?
Where are you?
I'm here.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.